Come to talk politics, man. There's so much happening in our country. Just to make sense of it all, Stephen, please tell us what's going on. What's happening with Eskom and Kasatu and what's going on with the Public Protector and all of that. This goes on Catch Up too, by the way. 5fm.co.za if you want to hear it again.
The Burning Question on 5FM.
Yet another week of talking SOEs and potential solutions to problems. Kasatu's now laid its bid down into Eskom and they've made some considerations. I mean, what do you make of all of that?
Yeah, they've gone down like a lead balloon so far, I've got to tell you. So what they're suggesting is that you take workers' money. So if you work for government, right, your pension goes into the government employment pension scheme. From there, it goes into the Public Investment Corporation. They invest. They do very well because they've got so much regular money coming in. That's actually pretty easy to do well, but they've done very well. It's Africa's biggest fund manager, one of the biggest fund managers in the world, etc. That's fine, marvelous. So what Eskom is saying is we're going to take that money and put that into pay back half of Eskom's debt. Now, Eskom's debt at the moment is 450 billion rand. Sounds a lot to you and me. That's because it is. But the PIC's got even more, right? So now here's the thing. You're a worker. You work for a government institution.
I do.
Do you want your pension to go into Eskom? And this is what's so interesting. I mean, I put this question out on Twitter. I think I got like two or three sort of very cagey yeses, but with lots of caveats. Everyone else is just a flat no. And they were ruder than you are. And what's interesting about it is that on the one level, it's an interesting idea. But for the money to come back, right, and pension fund money is money that you're going to pay out in the future. Now, the PIC is called a defined benefit fund. So that means that, Nick, if your money ends up in the PIC and something goes wrong, government still has to pay you because it's defined benefit. Now, that means that all you're really doing, perhaps, as I understand it, is kicking the can down the road because at some stage money's going to have to pay all that, government's going to have to pay all that pension fund money because it went into Eskom and then didn't come back. You know, and debt usually comes with interest. So I don't know if you're actually really fixing the problem. Kasatu says they are.
It's scary. It really and truly is. I was looking also at what's happening now with the Public Protector and this parliamentary post to ask her, which she's obviously saying is unconstitutional. And there's also SARS looking into it at the moment now, which she says is also unconstitutional from the Rogue Unit. I mean, how should we understand the problem of the embattled Public Protector?
It's sort of got quite messy. It's very complicated. There are lots of different sort of levels to it. I would start off by saying that she says that she's the victim of politics, that she's being targeted because she's been writing reports and making findings against the political elite. And she's talking really about her reports into President Cyril Ramaphosa and the people who funded his ANC leadership campaign. But the SACP, for example, and others say that she's been using her position for party political purposes and sort of intra-ANC fights, so fights inside the ANC, and that she's been investigating things she shouldn't really be investigating. But her major weakness is a constitutional court finding that she lied under oath, that she in effect committed perjury. If you go all the way back to when she started and she had this finding that basically said the Reserve Bank must change its mandate, I mean, the Reserve Bank wasn't a party to the case, she just made that finding. And then she, before that, had a meeting with the State Security Agency, and we know that this handwritten note